Hi everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And here we go again.
Number eight.
Wow, that's a good number. And we're off to a great start. So, what have you been up to?
Oh, not too much. The usual.
Right on.
Working. I was telling you we were talking about earlier, but I went to a wedding this weekend. And I was... boring. I think there's different like kinds of wedding you can go to. Like there's weddings where it's like your coworker, which is like almost guaranteed to be boring, unless all your coworkers are going. Mm-hmm. But even still, like it depends on the relationship with the other coworkers.
Right. Well, I would think. I mean, unless you had a pretty good relationship, like friendly relationship with your coworker, you probably wouldn't get invited.
Yeah, but I think for a lot of people. You think of the people you would invite to your wedding or, who your close friends are, and you might have one or two people from each section of your life, and you might pick that one coworker who's really good friends with you or even your boss, like if you're into that kind of thing.
So you're like social climbing.
Exactly.
And bringing your boss to your wedding.
It's like the Godfather, right? Like you got to bring people to you, like, and then you go to the Godfather. It's like not even like a pleasure thing. It's like you go because
it's a matter of respect.
Yeah, exactly. Like you come to my wedding, you ask me, it's the day of my daughter's wedding. You ask me this favor, like, come on, right? So you go, and it's like for that person, it's gotta be ultra boring because it's like not only do you not like really have a relationship with this person, but it's like. It's really just out of respect. So you're there, you sit there with your wife. Okay, here's my, my person works for me. Good, great. Oh, it was a beautiful ceremony. I hope you have a good time. See you later, right? But it wasn't like that. It was just like my fiance's college friend.
Okay.
And so, it was fine. They're fine people. I just, I don't know them very well. She was a bridesmaid, so I didn't really spend a ton of time with her.
You stood by yourself the whole time.
Much of the time. At the ceremony, I sat by myself. At the, at the reception, for a little bit, I sat by myself because they were taking pictures or she was off doing something. And, I was at the table by myself for a little bit. Then she walked in, and they introduced the wedding party. And then after that, we ate dinner together and we danced together and stuff like that. So that was fine. But, I think...
Meh.
So that was that sort of wedding.
Yeah, you've been to enough weddings now.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, I've done this before.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not breaking any new ground over here.
Impress me. You're not. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, white dress. Yeah,
okay,
that's
we get
original.
It. How about green? How about blue? How about turquoise, huh? And then, there's the wedding where it's like all your friends are there and it's like awesome, maybe you're not in the wedding, but a lot of your friends are in the wedding. And, you're kind of, in that inner circle of friends. So that's really fun because everybody's there and you know them. And, maybe, like I said, you're not in it, but it's, at the table, it's really fun because you're all, catching up. Like, hey, how's it going? What have you been up to? Remember that time we did this or whatever?
On this wedding, not only were you not in the inner circle, you weren't in the outer circle.
I had no circle. I was like a point.
It was like if a wedding were mapped like a Venn diagram where you have the bride and groom in the middle and then all these separate loops work and school and family and whatever, you were this random point outside the loop.
Exactly. Or like there'd be two big circles for the bride and groom and then they would have an intersection where they had people they knew, mm-hmm. Sisters-in-laws and brothers-in-laws and cousins and parents, and then on each one of those circles, there would be outer circles because only those people know that person, right? So my fiance, she was on the outer circle of the bride's side because we've been going out for 2.5 years now and we've spent, 2 nights with those people. I've met them before, but that's about it, And then I was in her circle, but not in the bride's, universe.
There is very limited overlap in terms of other people there.
Exactly. So it was a small wedding also, right? Uh-huh. If it's a huge wedding, maybe there's more possibility for that kind of stuff. But it was still nice, and it was in San Jose, and we got a chance to leave San Francisco, so it was warm. You got to see some sun.
Nice.
Which is nice. I think maybe here the whole weekend, it was very, very misty, borderline rainy. Whereas down there it was 85, 90 degrees and warm, and we sat outside, which is
nice.
Kind of almost unheard of in the city.
Nice.
So that was cool. But yeah, like there's that wedding, and then there's like your if you, all your college friends got married, then that's awesome because people come from out of town. It's like this huge like party. Mm-hmm. There's probably like multiple nights of just getting together. You know, people get in like, oh, I'm gonna come in Thursday and we'll hang out Thursday, Friday. The wedding will be Saturday, and I'll leave Sunday. You know, and then there's like the whole family style wedding where it's just like constant madness because like your whole family clan is there. You know, so it's like cousins and like second cousins and moms and dads and aunts and uncles
and they're all drinking.
Yeah, or I mean, even if they're not, I mean, it's like there's just an inevitable amount of like. Inevitable amount of just craziness because of all that stuff, right? People will be crashing at your house, you know, and show us around all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But at least you know people, for better or for worse. You know, if you like your family, that's great. You know, if you don't, that'd be a little less fun. But that's what I did this weekend.
Right on. Well, that's pretty good, interesting weekend. I can't remember what I did this weekend. I don't have a job. All my time just blurs together.
Well, do you remember it being kind of misty and cold this weekend?
Or... See, I can't tell you. All my days are misty and cold.
Wow. Well, last podcast, you kind of guaranteed that you would have like a big decision.
I've got it. I've got big decisions. Big decisions have been made.
I don't know if you realized that it was only going to be a week.
No, I've done it. You've got decisions here. I've got three things. Well, I guess the first one I mentioned last time, I signed up for the LSAT.
Okay.
LSAT. Number two, I signed up for some evening classes at the community college or city college in San Francisco.
Okay.
Film production sorts of things.
So infomercials are in your future.
Yeah, you never know. I might be making all sorts of advertisements for bad products. And I'm going to preface all my ads with that. This is a bad product. I've decided I found someone I want to send. I wrote a novel, and I found someone I want to send the novel to. Tomorrow I'm going to finish some last-minute edits on it and send that off. And then I've narrowed my my school list down to about five or six schools.
This is law school.
Law plus PhD.
Okay. Yeah. And then so that's like a fourth section, PhD in...
Okay, so it depends on the school. There are several, because they all have like interesting programs that are somewhat interdisciplinary, but they have like different names.
Oh, so maybe we should just, maybe to be more clear or less specific, an advanced degree in...
In the field, I would say, of something along the lines of environmental policy and management.
Okay. Having to do with like kind of agriculture and water and things like that.
Yeah, I think I kind of want to design a study around freshwater policy and use and how that affects people.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, just water. Come on.
It's not like it's that important.
Please.
Anywho, last week we also started the email account.
Yeah.
Should we check our emails?
Yeah, we could do that. Do-do-do.
Email. Here's our
we got an email.
Yuri writes, "Dear sirs." It's funny already. This man is brilliant. "Dear sirs, I disagree. Also..."
I don't know what you could disagree with. I mean, like...
But let's get through the email. All right.
Fine.
"Dear sirs, okay. I disagree. Also, how long until humans go extinct? Yuri." Well, first of all, Yuri, you're wrong.
I second that. I mean, this is the irregular search of truth. I mean, we don't just say things that aren't true. I mean, we talk about them. We go through the logic. We go, okay, there you go. Right? I mean, it must be
you can't
true.
Disagree.
Can't disagree.
No, we're clearly right. By the end of every podcast.